As the end of the school year approaches, it's easy to ask yourself, where did the year go? Then add in your goals for summer break or graduation plans, and this transition period can feel overwhelming. But one mature Miami-Dade college student story, a finalist in last year's NPR College Podcast Challenge, reminds us you are not alone in this journey, no matter your age. Here's Iman Ma'ani with the story.
Meet Anna Bassett, a 48-year-old mother of four and college student in Miami.
Do you feel that you need to reassess your place in the world as you realize you have lived half your life?
It was in her late 40s that Anna enrolled at Miami-Dade College to finish her degree.
Do you ever ask yourself, how do I stay relevant and remain valuable as I grow older? Do you think getting older means you will be outdated or dismissed? I think about these things, and I'm sure I'm not alone.
She made a podcast about her experience of returning to school. Her podcast, midway through, was one of our finalists in the 2023 NPR Podcast Challenge.
I felt I wanted and needed a change. So I went looking to fulfill a dream of mine.
Anna had dreamt of becoming a mental health therapist after high school, but she ended up dropping out of college in sophomore year. It was after becoming a mother that she had to put her own dreams on hold.
Over time, I felt lost. Lost because I stopped taking time to hear my voice, to check in with myself. Eventually, I realized I was living through my kids, experiencing joy and pride in their experiences, but I lacked my own.
Anna tells us in her podcast that it wasn't an easy decision to go back.
I had doubts about doing this at my age. It had been 28 years since I was last in a classroom. I didn't want to keep longing for a second chance.
But her experience in motherhood came in handy. It taught her how to be resourceful, problem solve, and work efficiently and independently.
I'm going after my dream to find self-fulfillment outside of motherhood. This semester, I've accomplished that. So far, I've aced all my assignments, while still balancing mom duties and home responsibilities. I'm so proud of myself for that.
She also has the support of her whole family, including her now grown-up son.
For me, it's very inspiring to see you going back to college.
That's Anna's son, Julian.
Because you're proving that no matter how many times you may let go of your dreams, you can always get them back and you can always follow them.
He's her second eldest of four, and he studied at Miami-Dade with his mom.
You're creating a second chance for yourself at a time in your life where not many other people think they could do the same.
Anna graduated with an associate's degree in psychology from Miami-Dade College last May. She's taking a break before she returns to school to study counseling to become a therapist. Iman Ma'ani, NPR News.